Okay, so we're on page 55, Siman Kuf Mem Hei, new Siman today. Just want to mention last time, we discussed the issue of not rolling a Sefer Torah in the Tzibur. In other words, that you should pre-roll the Sefer Torah. Also, we saw in Dalet the idea of pagam. In other words, that, for example, the Machaber said you don't call the same person two Sifrei Torah. The reason is because people say, well, why is he getting a second Aliyah in the second Torah? Must be the first Sifrei Torah was not good. It was puzzle. So therefore, in situations where we have two Sifrei Torah, whatever the case may be, so whoever got an aliyah in the first Sefer Torah should not get in the second one. So I teased you with last time, there's a couple of issues that I wanted to touch on. First of all, the Ber Halacha says, if we're worried about Pagam, so how about this case? Come up here very easily. Let's say you have two minyanim. You have a 5:45 and a 6:45, or you have on Shabbos a 7 and you have a 9. So somebody came. Now let's leave. Why would somebody be a both minyan? But let's leave that aside. Maybe they're the rabbi or something. You know, there. Okay. They got only at the first minyan. So do we say that he shouldn't get an aliyah at the second minyan? Because everybody will say, let's say the second minyan uses different Sefer Torah, could be in a different room or whatever. He got an aliyah because the first aliyah of the Sefer Torah is really no good. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Bir Halacha, no, that we don't worry about that. It's because that's a new kriya. It's a separate laning. Maybe a separate minyan, separate laning. So we're not worried about pagam. That maybe they'll say, oh, you know why I got the second aliyah? Because he realized the first aliyah wasn't good, so they had to pay him back, you know, like, and the first Sefer Torah really was not good. We don't worry about that. If it's a separate minyan, separate kriya, it's not a problem. what I brought up last time is, if we're worried about pagam, so then something that comes up every once in a while, they take out a Sefer Torah, and the Kabbalah says, no, that's the wrong Torah, right? We're reading Zos HaBracha, that's Bracious, right? So, now again, pagam means that we're scared people say, oh, the other one is Pasul. So do we worry about that in this type of case that people will say, oh, you know why they took out one and then they put it back, right back. You know why? Because that's a puzzle one. And really, it's not puzzle, really, it's kasha. And then it's like speaking Lashon Hara against the Sefer Torah. It's a very interesting concept. So many bring down that, yes, there is such a problem. And therefore, this concept applies by that case. And therefore, if they accidentally took out the wrong Torah, you got to go with it. And if it's Bracious and you're in Zos HaBracha, so get somebody who's a fast roller. Now, it happens to be that Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this in Orach Chaim base, Lamed Zion. And somebody asked him the shaila, obviously it happened. And the Rav who wrote the Shiloh, if I could find it, says that he paskened that they don't have to take out that Torah, that they could switch the Torah and take out the right, correct Torah. We're not worried about God. He brought a proof from Chacham Tzvi, who says that if you had on Hanukkah wax candles, and then you got oil, you can use the oil. So you see, there's no problem with switching, you know, just because we're not worried about that. So Rav Moshe, he has a lengthy tshuva here, but he says that's not a proof. There's no proof, that's not a sushdel, as they say, one to the other. He has a very lengthy tshuva about this. But basically, Rav Moshe comes out, it's very interesting. He brings down from the Yavetz, from the Sira Yavetz, that the Yavetz says on the Hilchos Kriyas Torah, a Sif Aleph, that there's a machlokas, that if they took out a Sefer Torah And when the person was about to carry it, they realized the she'enu mulchenes l'kriya, that it's not the right one for this laning. V'yesh baron kol sefer Torah mulchenes, yachzeren l'heichal. So the yavid's first opinion is to return it. And v'yukachal mulchenes, and take the one that's ready to go. And then the other opinion is v'yesh baron she'yagalagal yagalagal l'makam kriya. The second opinion says, no, you got to roll it. So Rav Moshe says that's the argument. In other words, the argument is, of the two opinions, is what takes precedence, as we mentioned last time. What takes precedence? Does this idea of pegam of a sefer Torah, that's the second opinion, or the first opinion says, oh, they're going to have to roll and everybody's going to sit around with what we call tircha de tzibur. So which one takes precedence? So it's very interesting that Rav Moshe says that you see that the Chacham Tzvi is not a proof, because if he was, the Yavitz, who was the Chacham Tzvi's son, should have said, and my father said, he holds like this. The Yavitz doesn't say it, he says it's machlokis. So obviously, the Chacham Tzvi doesn't hold one way or doesn't. Very interesting. Moshe says that. He said, you know, so he says, you know, the son obviously knew what the father held. And so obviously, so Ramosha basically says that it's machlokis. He comes out this way. That's machlokas, and you could go either way. He says, if the shul doesn't mind the tirchasam and they don't mind waiting, so then you should go like the second opinion, don't return it, and then just roll it. He says, most people don't mind waiting. I don't know. don't argue with them emotionally usually, but he says, but if someone said to return it and they returned it, and there's a problem about machlokas and people don't want to wait, and people don't want to wait for them to roll it. Also, probably depends on how far the roll is. Like I said, if it's from Breishis to Zos Habracha, so you know, like if it's you know, from Meshach to Yisrael, you know, like even then. But so then that's where Rav Moshe comes out. That he comes out that it depends on the circumstance. You could go either way. It's a machlokas. Okay, let's just start Kuf Mem Hei, just so we could start it. B'mei Chachmei HaGemara, in the time of the Gemara, Hayu Noagim L'Targem. Again, as I say very often, it's very hard to imagine history before Art Scroll, but there was such a time. And believe it or not, and it was there wasn't even dinosaurs walking around then.
It was really old.
A long time ago. I'm not denying it was a long time ago, but I'm just saying. So anyways, in the time of the Gemara, there was a custom that used to be metargim, kedesh yavinu am, so that people would understand. In other words, we'll see in Mirza Shem on Sunday, what they used to do is they used to lane. Bakar would stop, and then there was somebody with a very good voice who would read the Targum. You know what the Targum is? It's an Aramaic, well, it's more than a translation, we'll see. We'll see, that's going to be very important, what exactly the Targum is and how it was written and so on and so forth, all the facets of Targum. But that's what they would do, so that people would have a running translation, so people would be able to understand. So we're going to get into that idea about how do you do it. Do we do it now? Can we do it now? Can we do it in English? Or whatever language people understand? So Mitzvah Shem will, next time we get together, Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, we'll get into that a little more, hopefully.
What's the answer? Can't do it.
I'm going to find